Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab.
I'm ready.
You ready?
But only if we're not doing it, just because that's how it's always been done.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, we say a lot here on strategies. I say that if I live to be 105, I want to remain a curious student.
Right.
Right? And sometimes I don't think we really appreciate the importance of questioning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, well, sometimes we allow so many of the old stories to shape today and the future.
Yeah, and that's okay until it becomes a limit.
Yeah.
Right? And until suddenly our rockets are limited
yeah.
by the size of two horses.
Actually, the size of two horses' asses.
Right, yeah.
We're going to share a story today that is kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I think it's very illustrative.
And it has to do with rockets and horses' asses.
Yes, and trains.
And train. Could there be a better setup than this?
And but it also has to do with generational trauma. It has to do with collective stories and limiting beliefs.
Sometimes we need to reroute the tracks and begin to heal the cycles, mm-hmm. especially the cycles of trauma, and be willing to look at the systems that are in place and how they impact all of us. Mm-hmm. That's on taps today for Strategies for Living. Make us all think a bit today.
Hopefully.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. SRT Sales Training. Call my friend Scott Tarkowski. And welcome, Uprising Addiction Center. We'll be back questioning old ways of looking at things
old
today.
Old trains of thought.
Old trains of thought today. Old strategies. We'll be right back.
Do you want want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture, or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm Dr. David McMillan. Glad you're here with us on Strategies for Living. And you know, this is kind of mind-boggling when you stop and think about it. We're talking about breaking the tracks and how old stories can shape our future. So, you know, when you're looking at something as advanced technologically as the rockets that launch the, you know, launch our rockets, including rockets go into the space shuttle and all that,
right,
into orbit. It's mind-boggling to think about that the Roman chariots are
are responsible
for the limits of how big the rockets are. Now, you might say, okay, well, wait a minute. You're confusing me. What's the rest of the story? Well, the Roman chariots were built to fit two horses.
Right.
Okay, or technically two horses' asses, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And that the same width.
Well, and that's the way that they built the roads in Rome.
That's right.
To accommodate the two horses.
That's exactly
on
right.
The war chariot. Right?
And so when the railroads came along, and of course, railroads went through tunnels and mountains, and so the how big the railroads are,
right,
the tracks are, was determined by how large the Roman chariots were.
Well, you skipped a few steps in between there,
okay,
right?
Fill in the blanks.
So it came with a story that, you know, the railroad tracks are they're 4 feet, 8.5 inches, which is a strange width, right? And that's because they were built that way here because the people who built the railroad tracks were from England.
Right.
And the people who built the railroad tracks in England, they were built that way because that was the tram system was built with that width in mind.
Right.
Which dates back to the wagons, which had to ride on the same roads that had those grooves built in for
the Roman war chariots.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, what we're saying then is the Roman chariots built to fit two horses, and that's the same width shaping the railroads and tunnels, and eventually the solid rocket boosters on the space shuttle had to be sized to, because they were transported by the railroad, they had to be sized
to fit through the tunnels.
You know, the scientists would have preferred that the boosters be a little bigger, but they were limited by how they could be transported, which was through the tunnels,
And it's like it's this perfect metaphor, for how we build our lives, over layers, over what came before us, without even asking, you know, is it still appropriate for what we want to build into the future, I mean, it made sense. It sort of made sense in the beginning to use the same infrastructure from the chariots to the wagons, even to the tram system, perhaps, you know, that was built in England.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
But where the rubber meets the road, pardon the pun for me, is suddenly we're going overseas to a new country, and at that point, you have an opportunity.
You have an opportunity for a new change, a new beginning. Yeah,
but I also understand the thinking. Well, at that point, you know, why change something? Don't fix something if it isn't broken. Right. That ideology.
Right. Most people, and we're coming to the season of a lot of people in the kitchen cooking and multiple generations being in the kitchen. A lot of people have heard the story of, you know, the family in the kitchen preparing a roast and multiple generations being there. And so the young person took the roast out, chopped off one end, sliced off one edge of the roast and sliced off the other edge of the roast and put it in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And was asked the question, why do you do that? Well, I don't know. That's the way that Mom taught me to do it. Well, Mom was on the other side of the kitchen. Mom, come over here. Why do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Mom said, I don't know. That's what Grandma taught me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grandma wasn't in the kitchen. She was out resting in the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go get Grandma. They go get Grandma and, you know, ask her, well, why do we do this? And she said, that's the size of the pot I had.
You know? Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's kind of like the horse's behinds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But again, that happens within families, but also within the collective, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, it begs this questioning, this line of perhaps pondering around, you know, why are we doing what we're doing, right? And at what point does it become limiting?
Right.
And to remember,
when do our traditions and systems become limits? And
right.
In fact, invisible limits.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever question. Well, this is the way we do it. You
right.
Know?
It's sort of to tie the analogies together, right? To ask yourself perhaps the question, like, what family track are you still running on?
Yeah.
That no longer fits your rocket that needs to go into the future, right?
So here's an important question. How do we know when to stay on the tracks, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and when to build new tracks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You know, so in psychology, there's something called family systems.
Mm-hmm.
And this theory is a theory about how behaviors and beliefs and even coping mechanisms
yes.
are passed down generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, many times in families, you know, if you, and you know, I know you've seen this in the time that you've practiced. I saw it over the 30 years that I practiced multiple times. You know, you'd be working with somebody who, let's say, had anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and you begin to kind of ask about a history. Well, turns out Mom or Dad had anxiety,
sure.
and grandparents had anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you begin to see the pattern and the generational, passing down
right.
of behaviors, beliefs, and even coping mechanisms.
And yeah. we can see this anecdotally in people, but we also have evidence of this behaviorally in, you know, the science studying rats and mice.
Right.
Right. Because you can train mice to avoid a certain plant because they get shocked. Right.
Right.
And then the next generation of mice who never received the shock will still avoid the plant.
It got passed down
right.
to them. Yeah.
Because that trauma is passed down generation to generation.
And you know, Lauren, we're talking external now, but this can also be an internal thing. There's another fairly new theory
mm-hmm.
in psychology called internal family systems.
Yeah.
And just as there are outer parts, you know, we have mothers and fathers and grandparents. Turns out that inside of us, we have several parts
yes.
that have been shaped by generational influences. It's kind of the inner voices
mm-hmm.
that tell us, well, this is the way you do things. This
right.
is the way we go about doing things.
Well, and I mean, that makes a lot of sense because we have that external family that at first influences and shapes our beliefs and thoughts internally. And then as we go about the world, how many times have we said, oh, I just heard the voice of my father. I just heard
right.
the voice of my mother in my head.
Right.
Right. And that becomes your internal dialogue. And they do shape your internal parts.
Right.
The parts that help protect you from the world and tell you these messages and beliefs over and over again. For sake of trying to keep you safe and protected, right?
You know, I've told this story or a variation of it before. I love my father dearly. I loved my father dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when when I, the first time that I went to spend the night with a school friend, and it was a young man from the base. So, you know, his family lived on Barksdale Air Force Base. So I went to spend the night, and, you know, come time for bed, I wondered, why isn't the dad in this house checking?
Right.
Because my father always, every night, I now realize he had just a little touch of OCD.
Just a touch.
But he'd go around and he called it checking.
Right.
And he would before bedtime, it was a ritual, and it happened every night. He'd take the flashlight, he'd go room to room, door to door. And he would check under every bed, check in every closet. And it was a nightly ritual. And he, like I said, he called it checking. And, of course, for me, that was completely normal. Yeah. And I thought everybody did that.
Sure, every father is supposed
father
to do that.
Every father does that before bedtime.
Yeah.
Until I'm spending the night out and Master Sergeant so-and-so, why doesn't he check?
Right.
Well, yeah. Hey,
it's interesting how we live so uniquely in our own nuclear families that we don't realize what is normal. I mean, besides what you're immersed in, right?
Right.
And the same thing happens internally in our internal family system.
And so there are so many things. How many things in our lives don't we question, whether that's behaviors, whether that's attitudes towards others,
ways of thinking,
or beliefs?
Yeah,
you know, all of that can be impacted, and we're talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. It really comes down to two horses behind. We'll be back. More strategies to come. When you need help, you want help now, and you want a rehab and addiction center that can help support you and help you flourish. Uprising Addiction Center in Shreveport is that place. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. Whether you're looking for yourself or a loved one, you'll find Uprising Addiction Center for detox, for residential inpatient, and intensive outpatient. You'll also find a team of dedicated specialists who will help you remember who you really are. You're not your addiction. Your story is waiting to unfold. And Uprising is here to help make that happen. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. A relaxed and beautiful setting. A dedicated team that knows how to help you recover your life and potential. Uprising Addiction Center. UprisingCenter.com.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
And here we are. Welcome back in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us on Strategies for Living as we kind of take a break in the day and think about those things that maybe we don't give ourselves a whole lot of time the rest of the day, the rest of the week to really contemplate and think about. And
are we today encouraging people to run off the track, so to speak?
Well, at least question.
Yeah.
At least begin to, again, the remain curious. And be willing to ask important questions because, mm-hmm. We were ending last segment with the belief thing, mm-hmm. Beliefs get passed down to us.
Right. Within families.
Yeah. And how many times is it that, a grandparent's pain, mm-hmm. or a father's fear, mm-hmm. is running the show. Mm-hmm. And, this could go back to the grands or even the great grands.
Right.
And you're feeling it because it was the way you were taught, but you've never questioned, where does that feeling come from within me?
Mm. Yeah. And is it mine? Is it truly mine to continue? Right. How is it serving me? And if not, how can I change the story within me that it is serving me?
Yeah.
And what would that do? What would that look like? Is that something I would like to attempt? Because we're always in control. And I think that's the piece that I really want to emphasize, is that empowerment, not to, because I think some people take this the opposite way, right? Where suddenly I realize the way things are done, and I'm going to go the complete opposite direction. And I would argue that that's just as harmful.
That could be just as harmful.
And
basing it on what might be a very dysfunctional behavior,
right,
or belief.
And
right?
It still is a way of completely giving your power away.
Yeah. And let's stop and think about this. Let's back up for a moment now, mm-hmm. as we talk about this and think about, we've done this in almost every area of our living, our social systems, whether we're talking education, whether we're talking religion, whether we're talking politics,
right,
whether we're talking gender roles.
Right. So
they have tracks. They have track widths.
The same way that families pass down patterns. Societies pass down traditions,
right?
Right, and
right.
Some of them are healthy, but some of them we're recognizing. I think this is a lot of what we are beginning to reckon with now.
I think it's a lot of what we're experiencing, right. beginning to experience now.
The limiting of the layers of why are we still doing it that way,
right? But then you've got another and probably, the majority resisting any kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there is always a collective resistance to change,
mm-hmm.
even when innovation is possible, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So many people equate a question with being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so questioning in and of itself, and even questioning why we do what we do, doesn't mean that I'm disrespecting it.
Or rejecting it. Yeah.
It means I want more information.
You know, I would argue that it's actually, if you're questioning, that means that you're taking more power. You're taking the power back. And you're wanting to, you know, it sort of reminds me, you and I both grew up in the Catholic tradition, right? And there's lots of rituals within the Catholic Church. And, you know, if you never stop to question, well, why?
Why do we do that?
Right.
Right.
And if you're able to, you know, some of the answers to the why are, you know, I don't agree with. But there's some of the answers to the why that once you recognize the why, wow, that's a really beautiful meaning.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the same is true for any sort of belief or tradition, right? I mean, it's like the family who gathers for lunch every Sunday, right?
Right.
That can be a beautiful, rich tradition.
It can also be a burden as people grow and have their own families.
When it moves into obligation and resentment, the tradition, I'd argue the tradition is lost.
So we need balance here because there's wisdom in tradition, but there's also danger when tradition stops growing.
Mm-hmm.
When does tradition stop growing and evolving? When we can't question it, when we're not allowed to ask questions, because if I question something, I'm disrespecting it.
It's the old fiddler on the roof.
Yeah.
Right.
Tradition. Yeah. So what's the real challenge here? The real challenge is discerning, all right, what stories are we going to honor and keep, and which ones can we continue to honor, but we'll rewrite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this can happen, you know, I think it needs to happen personally,
first and foremost. Yeah.
But, you know, if we're doing the work personally, then, you know, we can, enough people can collectively do that and help to evolve, because evolution, we now know, evolving is the process of creation. It's ongoing creation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so if we are willing to participate in creation, then we've also got to be willing to participate in the evolving and the continuing development and growth
which in some cases involves destruction as well, right?
It can,
but you know, you brought up the question of balance, right? And it makes me think, you know, in psychology, it's kind of what we call differentiation, right? It's that ability to be connected but not controlled by the system that you come from.
Yeah.
Right? It's being able to honor your family and make different choices.
Yeah, I was listening to a teacher many years ago, and the class was actually on the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch.
Right.
And this professor, wonderful professor, that used to be in Shreveport, Jim McGill, used to be with Greco Institute, and was a very, very good and very popular teacher. And we got to the point of the Pentateuch where he was talking about the commandments, and he was focusing in on the commandment, honor your father and your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of shocked the class by saying, you know, that's a terrible translation
mm-hmm.
of what that commandment really is saying.
Right.
He says the better translation, when you take it back to the original Hebrew, you know, the commandment is really know where you came from, know your story.
Right.
He said, because the Jewish people are people of the story.
Yeah.
And they honor the story. And so he said, you know, the fact of the matter is that mothers and fathers are human beings, and not all mothers and fathers act in such a way that is honorable.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so that's a real conundrum, you know, when let's say there's been some type of abuse or something perpetrated by a parent, but then here's still this glaring commandment.
Right.
Saying honor your mother. It's a bind. It's a double bind.
Well,
which can make you feel crazy, right?
Well, but then I might also ask, what better way to honor your story than to create and evolve and make a better life for your family,
right?
And it's that kind of feeling of being torn between honoring your ancestors or honoring the children.
Yeah.
Honoring the next generation, right? We always say that we want to create a better future for our children. But if we continue to keep our focus on keeping the tradition for the sake of the family, you know, and the ancestors.
Tradition just for the sake of tradition.
Right. What that can mean is actually creating and continuing a cycle of pain and trauma for the future.
I think what we're really pointing to here, Lauren, is you have to do the inner work. And we said that earlier. How do you do that? Well, awareness is one way to, you know, is this my belief? You know, is this mine? Just being willing to ask yourself and stay curious. And you can, you know, if you're one wonderful way to do that is, we mentioned internal family systems.
Yes.
To educate yourself. And there's many, you know, there's many books on the market that are for the general public about internal family systems.
Theory. It's very accessible.
Yes.
For everybody.
And it's a language that you can use to meet those parts of yourself with love and understanding and not judgment. Because the originator of internal family systems stresses over and over, there are no bad parts.
There may
be dysfunctional parts. There may be parts that aren't working for you right now, but there's no bad parts. So we don't want to judge or reject. We want to incorporate and love and invite growth and change.
And that's
rewriting the story.
Well, and that speaks to the process also of generational trauma, right? First, you may become aware that, oh, this is my mother's, this is my grandmother's pain, right? And that may hurt, and you may have to grieve through that and be angry. But then eventually you come to a place of acceptance and integration. And and that is the wholeness, the whole cycle of healing, and especially in the way of internal family systems.
But you can't possibly get there. You can't possibly get there without willingness to ask questions.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Why do we do it this way? Why do we do that?
Yeah.
So we don't want to
give
that
up. Why are the railroad tracks
turns out it's all about horses behinds. When we come back, we'll talk about some specific strategies that we can use for both individual healing and collective healing as we look at, you know, why do we do that? Why do we do what we do?
Well, hopefully not because it's two horse asses.
Yeah, let's hope not. Today on Strategies, we'll be right back. And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Lauren is about to field the most important question that we could ask.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. How do we keep our horses' behinds from interfering with rocket science?
That is a great question.
What are the strategies, right?
Well, we started mentioning it last segment, right? And the first step, of course, is awareness. Just noticing and being aware of the inherited beliefs and patterns within yourself. And then beyond that, within society. Right.
Yeah, the noticing and tuning in, the awareness. But then I think, Lauren, another strategy is a willingness to challenge this kind of we've always done it this way kind of thinking. And that kind of thinking happens in families, in churches, in businesses, in workplaces, in communities of all kinds, right?
Yeah. And to practice that challenging with a sort of with compassion,
right,
and curiosity,
yeah,
right. Not yeah. It coming. We also often come from that place of challenge, a challenging tradition with a force that almost comes across and often is another form of judgment. And
are you talking about defending the defensiveness? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, we got to create the space here. And so what do we do? I mean, the kind of the ego's natural go-to is to go to defense, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would be the antidote for that?
Curiosity.
Curiosity. Yeah.
Coming at it from a curious and compassionate point of
what if we were to do this? What if we were to try it this way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even you can do this even internally, right? When we talk about internal family systems, when you have this belief perhaps that I have to work, I have to be productive in order to be valuable, right?
Yeah.
And you might come to a point in your life where you recognize that you do that. And you may even come to a point where you might even express to yourself, man, I hate that I do that.
Yeah.
And that's the judgment that sneaks in, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
whatever you judge completely stops you in your tracks and leaves you there.
Yeah.
And so the pathway then is to ask, rather than to judge it, to come from a place of, well, what is it trying to protect me from? To get curious about, you know, why did I develop this? And what is, in the case of being busy and being productive, what is it protecting me from?
Yeah.
And quite often, it's protecting you from a feeling.
And then there's also model change, the willingness to model behavior. We can break cycles by embodying once we've been through the process we've just talked about and mm-hmm. questioning, and then we do some new behaviors. We're not forcing anybody else to adapt.
Right.
But we begin to change behavior mm-hmm. and we become a model change for others.
And you would be amazed at the power of doing your inner work and simply changing what you can, the power that has over every other person that you touch in your life.
Right.
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 I mean, so often we think, well, if only they would do it differently, well, I could change this, but it's not going to change their tradition. Well,
you know, you don't know until you try.
Yeah. And on a quantum level, it is a sort of pattern break, right?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
does begin a healing from generations ago and towards generations in the future.
You know, we mentioned this earlier, but I think it's worth mentioning again here as we kind of wrap the conversation up. When we break cycles, that's not necessarily rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking a cycle isn't rebellion, it's evolution.
Right.
So you can love what was and
mm-hmm.
love what can be too.
Absolutely.
You can love what was, love and honor
mm-hmm.
tradition and what was.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you can have love for what could be.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the beauty and the wisdom of the Tao or the yin yang, right?
Yeah.
The idea that, oh man, that was a really tough belief that eventually hurt me, right? But it got me to where I was, and it helped to show me things that I would have never known if I had never experienced that. It's the gift of experiencing the darkness in order to know and appreciate the light.
We all have this wonderful gift, our imagination, our ability to image. So think about those horses. Think about the horses behind that really, were the measuring stick for the reason that we have the tunnels being the way they are,
right?
And the length that they are, which limits, how big the rockets can be that we fit through the tunnel. You know, maybe instead of how do we fit this rocket through this tunnel, maybe we could ask something like, I wonder if we could move the tunnel.
Or make a new tunnel.
Make
a new way, yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds daunting, and it can be, but it's not as daunting as it sounds.
I think in my lifetime, and I remember as a little guy remembering John F. Kennedy making the statement that before the end of the decade, we'll put a man on the moon.
Right.
And there were a lot of people that said, that's absolutely impossible. And yet, I remember, and I still get, kind of chill bumps remembering 1969. I mean, President Kennedy made that statement, around 1961, 62? He died in 63, but I think he made that statement, right around 61 or 62. Have to look it up to be exact. But, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Right.
Neil Armstrong said those words in 1969. So,
and that's
if you can dream it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an excellent model of what the overall strategy here is, right? It's about questioning, okay, maybe we can get beyond the earth. It's about starting that dialogue, bringing that dream into reality and then to model it, start to build towards the new tracks.
Takes courage to change the tracks that run beneath your life, but that's how we make sure our rockets don't stay stuck behind two horses behinds. What do you think?
I think that's a good end.
All right, we will be back. I don't know how Lauren's going to wrap this conversation up, but we'll come back and find out here on Strategies for a Living. Well, how are you going to wrap it up? But welcome back. Welcome back to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're all waiting with bated breath. How are you going to wrap all of this up? We've gone all the way from horses
from the war chariots
to rockets. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the moon, stepping on the moon in between. How are you going to wrap all of this up?
I don't know that it's
what's your takeaway.
I don't know that it's something to wrap up, but something to continue into evolving and allowing within us, right? And it's to just begin to question, what have I been doing all my life? What traditions do really align with my values, and what traditions am I willing to wrestle with and alter to fit?
That word, right? Alignment is so important. That question you just raised is so important. Do I have my values down pat?
Right. What are they?
And
how can I?
What is what I'm doing right now aligning in alignment with those values? And if not, how can I begin to make
create something.
Some shifts and some changes.
And what might open up if you did allow yourself to build those new tracks?
And you might find that you're out from behind some horses' patoots. You know, just maybe.
Oh, nay.
you never know. Well, thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And you've given us lots to think about today.
Well, I thought it would be worth conversating.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good Muffies too, SRT Sales Training, and our newest sponsor, so glad to have Uprising Addiction Center with us here on Strategies for Living. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.